One ha'ara. And this is really an idea that we've spoken about a few times over the years. As a matter of fact, 7.5 years ago on Shavuos Daf Mem Gimel, we talked a little bit about the singing. But b'meshech ha'machzer, we learned some hoysafas together. So just to go through an inyan that's very, very yisodi when it comes to the halachos of Geneva and Gzela. So really, the ikar sugi that we're learning, to be fair, is Shvuos, right? We're learning Perek Shvuos HaDayanim, but as we saw, Perek Shvuos HaDayanim touches on so many gross sugyas. Specifically, the Mishnah said that when it comes to avadim shtarois, karkois and ekdeishois, ein bohem tashlumei kefa. So if somebody would steal an eved, somebody would steal a shtar, somebody would steal karka, somebody would steal hektesh. Although ordinarily a ganav has to pay kefil, but when it comes to these things, the halacha is there's not going to be a chiyuv kefil. And the Gemara said, kefil minalon, the Tanur Rabbanu, we learned it out from a klal pratu klal in the parsha of Toyintainas ganav. And just like a Toyintainas ganav ordinarily pays kefil, but not when it comes to avodim, shtoris, karkois, and hektesheis, so to every ganav who has to pay kefil will not have to pay kefil if he steals avodim, shtarois, karkois, and hekdeshois. Rabbi Chanan, in Kovet Shiurim, and this is in his first shtickle in Perek Meruba. So it's Meseches Bava Kama, Ois Beis. Meseches Bava Kama in Kovet Shiurim starts Perek Akoinis. There's only one shtickle, and then it jumps to Perek Meruba, and that's where it gets Lebedek. But this is Ois Beis in Kovet Shiurim in Meseches Bava Kama. It's the first shtickle in Perek Meruba. Great Rabbi Chanan, a bombekasha. He says that I don't understand. Why do we need a Gemara? It's here in Shavuos HaDayanim. It's also a Gemara in the beginning of Perek Meruba. That there's no kefil if somebody steals karka based on a klal pratu klal. Typically, that there should be no kefil because karka ain't an exelus. And if karka ain't an exelus, that means you can't steal karka. So if you can't steal karka, then it's toch muva me'elov that there shouldn't be a chiyuv kefil. Kefil is when you steal. If you can't steal the karka, then obviously you can't be chayv kefil. It's freik rabbal chanon. If that's the case, I don't understand why is it that I need a klal pratu klal to tell me that there's no chiyuv kefil for someone that steals karka. And by the way, shtoros and avodim and the whole list, typically karka ain't an exalus, and shtoros ain't an exalus, and avodim are ain't an exalus because they hukshel karkois. So if there's no gzela, then l'chayra, the halacha should be that there should be no possibility for there to be a chiyuv kefil either. Says Rabbi Chanan, it's muchach from here, that even though karka in an exelus, that in and of itself would have no bearing on the halacha of Geneva. Karka could be in an exelus, but lav dafka, it's eino nignevis. And that's why even though I know already that karka in an exelus, and by the way, what's the makar that karka in an exelus? It's learned out from a klal prat to klal in the parsha of Shavuos HaPekodin. We actually learned it together recently. It's a gemara in daflan and zayin amabez in Perek Shavuos HaPekodin. But the point is, even though I know from that klal prat to klal in the parsha of Shavuos HaPekodin that karka in an exelus, that in and of itself would not mean that it's not nignevis. And that's why I need a new klal prat to klal to tell me that you should know there's no chiyuv kefil. Now that we know there's no chiyuv kefil, does that mean that there's no gneva? We could even dan that maybe. But says Rabbi Chanan, one thing I see clear, and that is just because karka ain't an exelus doesn't necessarily mean that karka is eino nigzeves. It must be that karka lechud as it relates to gneva and karka lechud as it relates to gzela. Or more accurately, it must be gneva lechud and gzela lechud. So again, Rabbi Chanan saw two sugis in Chas. He saw one sugi in Chas that discusses karka ain't an exelus. And the makar is a klal pratu klal in the parish of Shavuos HaPekodin. Rabbi Chanan saw another sugi in Chas, Ardaf, it's also in the beginning of Perek Meruba, and that is that there's no kefil if somebody steals karka. And Rabbi Chanan was muching. I don't understand. What do I need these two sugi for? Once I know karka in an exelus, so fashneitzach, there's no kefil. So Rabbi Chanan said that you see from here that I would not be able to learn Geneva from Gzela. And just because karka is in an exelus, that would not necessarily mean that it's not Negnevis. In fact, Rabbi Chanan's moisif that when it comes to Gzela, karka in exelus, or karka in an exelus, there's a machloik is Rabbi Eliezer and the Chacham. The Chachamim hold karka in an exelus. Rabbi Eliezer, who's Dorish, Ribuya, Miyuti, Ribuya, he grabbed the holds that karka is an exelus. There's no shitas Rabbi Eliezer when it comes to Geneva. I'm not even sure, said Rabbi Chanan, what Rabbi Eliezer would hold when it comes to Geneva. Because really, it's two separate sugyas, two separate limudim. Coincidentally, they both have to happened to be a klal pratu klal. But one is in the parish of Gzela, specifically in the parish of Kaifer Pikadin. The other one is in the parish of Geneva, specifically in the parish of Toyin Tainis Ganas. Rabbi Chanan makes this observation, but at the same time, Rabbi Chanan says, Tzarechin, what is the difference? Meaning, why should Geneva and Gzela be different? You would think if Karka Zain in Gzela, it's Zain in Gneves, and vice versa. If you have two sugis with two Makairis and one, it's a Machlekes Tanam, no less, it would seem that they're not one and the same. And again, it's Enei Oime Elodar Sheni. What is the difference between Gneva and Gzela? Now, the truth is that before we really get into this, let's just chazer over. What's the difference between a Ganav and a Gazel? If there's ever been any two ideas that are Me'inyan Le'inyan, but it's Inyan, right? That phrase was coined for this. Gneva and Gzela are very, very similar, right? But they're not the same. There's a Ganav and there's a Gazel. What is the difference? So if you look at the Rambam, I'll just read it, Melushayne Yazav Shal Rambam. The Rambam, in the beginning of Hilchas Geneva, says, Perek Aleph Halacha Gimel, Ezehu Ganev. What is a Ganev? Zehalei Keach Mamon Odom Beseser, Ve'in HaBailim Yoidim. It's when somebody steals from somebody, and the Bailim don't know about it. The Rambam, in the beginning of Hilchas Gzela Va'aveda, also Perek Aleph Halacha Gimel, says, Ezehu Goyzel. What's a gazlin? Zalei keach mamoin ha'adam b'chazaka. Kegoyin shechotav metaltelim miyadoi. Oy shenichnas lushusay shaloy mitzayin ha'baylam v'notal keilam isham. A ganev is somebody that steals from somebody ve'in ha'baylin royin oysay. A gazlin is somebody that steals from somebody, he looks you between the eyes and he takes your thing b'chazaka. That's the difference between a ganev and a gazlin. But at the end of the day, they seem to be so similar. And again, Rabbi Chonetz Kasha, why is it do I need a parasha of Karka Enin Igzeles and I need a parasha of Karka Enin Igneves? It looks like these two parashas are not talking to each other. It looks like, really, I would not be able to learn one from the other. Rabbi Chonetz said, it's muchach from here, that Geneva Luchot v'Gzeya Luchot. So just a few tzushtels to Rabbi Chonetz's observation that I think are very obvious. One of them is, we know that in the end of Masechtas Bava Kama, there's a huge sugya. We always refer to it as the censored sugya. But there's a huge sugya with regards to Gezel Akum, right? Chaim Volozhin in his tshuva and Chotam HaSholosh said, right, someone asked him a shayla in the sugya of Gezel Akum, and he told him, how could I write a tshuva? He says, it's pasha to me that all these gemaras lav mar baravashi chasim aleh. So I don't know what's real, what's fake, what was edited, what was censored. I mamish don't know, kapas fis. Says, I have no idea how to even write a tshuva on such an Indian. But it's based on the grace of sugya, which has its makar primarily in the end of Masechtas Bava Kama, and that is Gezel Akum. Is it mutter or is it asr? So what's the Rambam shita? If you look at the Rambam, in the beginning of Hilchas Geneva, the Rambam says, Kol agoynev mamoy, this is Perek Aleph Halacha Aleph, Mishover pruta umaylo, over al loisase, shenemar loisig noifo. Ve'ein loikin alavze, sharinitin litashlumen, shaganev chayva oysa toyer l'shalem. Ve'echad agoynev mamin Yisrael, oy agoynev mamin goy, oyver avoy dezoro, ve'echad agoynev es agodol, oy es akot. The Rambam says, if somebody steals, he's over Aloy Sasei. And then the Rambam says, it doesn't matter who you steal from. It doesn't matter if you steal from a Yid, if you steal from a guy who's an Oyvid Avodah Zarah, if you steal from a God or if you steal from a Katan. Either way, if you steal, you are going to be over the Issa Geneva. In Hilchas Gzeila Vaveda, right in the beginning, the Rambam says as follows, Kol HaGoyzel Es Chavei Rishava Pruta, Oyver Beloy Sasei, Shenemar, Loy Sigzo. Then the Rambam says, "Vein loykin alav zeh shari kosam nitkei laaseh shem gazel chayv lahachzer shem v'heichav zagzei laasher gazel." So mitzvah saaseh va'afilu sarif agzeila enoy loyk shari chayv l'shalim domeh v'chol shenitin tashlumen en loykin off halacha beis va'aser ligzo kol shul dintayr. You're not allowed to steal anything. Afilu goy oyved avoyd zara aser legoyis loy oy laashka. So the Rambam here too brings the halacha that you're not allowed to steal from a guy. But when the Rambam brings the halacha, you're not allowed to steal from a guy, the Rambam adds a little language. He says, "Va'asu ligzol kol shu din tayra," and then he says, "Afilu goy oyved avoy dezara asu legoyis loy oy laoshkay." The Kesef Mishnah says, "Why is it that when the Rambam said that you're not allowed to steal from a guy, he added the words afilu goy oyved avoy dezara asu legoyis loy oy laoshkay? Why do you have to chazer the word legoyis loy? Va'asu ligzol kol shu din tayra afilu goy oyved avoy dezara asu legoyis loy oy laoshkay?" says the Kesef Mishnah, that to me, it's muchach, that what the Rambam is saying is, that although it's asur to steal from a guy, but the issur to steal from a guy is only an issur derabbanan. And does suck the Rambam, asur ligzol kol shu din taira, that's a regular din dairaisa. As it relates to a guy, afilu guy, oivet avayda zara, asur le guy sloy midrabbanan. It's the Beis Yosef's diik in the Rambam. That's the diik that the Kesef Mishnah makes. In other words, the Rambam in Hilchis Geneva, when the Rambam brought the halach of loisa genoiva, what did the Rambam say? Doesn't matter who you steal from. Whether you steal from a yid, you steal from a guy. You steal from a godly, you steal from a kati, you're going to be chayv. Sounds like the Rambam shita is that genevas akum is awesome at the raisa. When it comes to gzeilo, there the Rambam said, also looks the kosher din Torah, and then when he mentions the guy, I feel the guy, I even have a desire, also the guy, so he says the Kesef Mishnah sounds like only midrabbanon. It says the Kesef Mishnah, the Rambam shita seems to be that genevas akum is awesome at the raisa, but gezel akum is only going to be awesome at the rabbon. And at first glance, it's a pella. How can it be that that sugi in the end above a comma regarding Gezel Akum, the censored sugi that was only negei Gzeila? But as it relates to Gnev, it's poshut, that's a regular Issa Deiraisa. Ad kidei kach, the Rambam says, Ve'echad ha-goynev momin Yisrael, Ve'echad ha-goynev momin goy, Oyvet avidazor, makes absolutely no difference. Let me say this, the Noida B'Yehuda, we spoke this out once in a tshuva, and this is in Madura Kama, it's in Yerideya, it's in Simin Pei Aleph. So the Noida B'Yehuda Toich Dvarav discussed the Kesef Mishnah's Diyuk in the Rambam. And he says, even though at first glance it seems to be a little bit tamua, but he said, I think it actually has a makar in the Pasuk. Because if you look at the two psukim that talk about Geneva and Gezela respectively, they're a little bit different. When the Torah talks about Gezela, it says, Loi sashoik es reyacho, v'loi sigzoil. Loi salim pula sachar itcha ad boiker. Loi sashoik es reyacho, v'loi sigzoil. The Torah is talking about reyacho. What can you do to reyacho? Loi sashoik. One, loi sigzoil two. The isig zela is to who? It's to reyacho. When the Torah talks about geneva, it says loi tignoivo. It doesn't say anything about reyacho. Reyacho, we know, always means dafka oyid. So it says the Noida B'Yehuda, the Kesef Mishnah made this blitz digadik in the Rambam. The truth is, it's shroshay in Pesukei HaTorah. Because when it comes to gzeilo, the Torah says loy sashak es reyacho, v'loy sigzal. V'loy sigzal is going back on reyacho. When it comes to geneva, the Torah just says loy tignoivu. Now the truth is, if you look at the end of this pasuk, it says loy tignoivu, and then it says v'loy sechachashu, v'loy seshakru ishba misay. The end of the pasuk mentions Am Yisrael, but we once spoke out for a Chaim Volozhin in that tshuva in Chota Mesholish. He says that what the Noida B'Yehuda meant was, because it says loy tignoivu, and there's an asnachta on the loy tignoivu, so it's loy tignoivu period, and then it's v'loy sechachashu v'loy sechakru ish Bam Yisrael. So Bam Yisrael is only referring to what was mentioned after the asnachta, but we don't have to go back to this. But the point is, the Kesef Mishnah is dik that the Noida B'Yehuda Goyin Agod Rabbi Cheskel Landau said has a makor in the psukim that when it comes to gezel akum, that's mutter midei raisa. It's loy sashik es reyacho v'loy sigzal. But when it comes to genevas akum, there the Torah says loy tignoivu without any strings attached. There the isn de raisa is going to be even for a guy. But again, it begs itself to question, what's the difference between Gneva and Gzela? What's Pashup Shah? Why is it that Gezel Akum would be Mutter, Shita Sarambam, and Gneva Snakum would be Asa? The truth is, there's another Tzushtal. There's another Tzushtal to this Shmuz. And that is a Diak Nifla that the Oinig Yontif makes. And this is in Shailos Achuvah's Oinig Yontif. It's in Chosha Mishpat, Simin Kuf Yud Ches. It's in a Haggah. If you want to look it up, the Haggah is Kuf Tzadik Zayin. The Rambam, in the beginning of Hilchas Gzela, says that if somebody steals, even though he's over the lava loy sigzel, he doesn't get malchus. Ve'in loykin alav zeh, shereyakosav nitkoy la'aseh, she'im gozal chayiv la'achzer, she'nema ve'heshev es ha'gzela asher gozal zu mitzvah saseh. The Rambam at the beginning of Hilchas Geneva, this is literally the opening verse of Hilchas Geneva, says that when a person is a ganev, even though he's over loy sigzel, he doesn't get malchus. Why? Ve'in loykin alav zeh, she'ri nitin letashlumen, she'aganev chayva oysa teira l'shalim. Because what does a ganev do? He has to pay, right? You have to be careful, no less. Being that you have to pay, it's nitin letashlumen. If you nitin letashlumen, alav she'nit letashlumen, you're not going to get malchus. Freito in the Giontif. The Rambam in Hilchas Gzela said there's no malchus because it's a good old-fashioned alav she'nit l'klase. In Hilchas Geneva, the Rambam said, why is there no malchus? Because it's alav she'nitin letashlumen. You're saying good, but say better. What do you mean? It's a lav shenitik lasei also. There's no asei of a heshev es hagzei la shagozo by a god. Says the Oinig Yontif, state on the Rambam, an unbelievable chiddush. That even though the Torah says the heshev es hagzei la shagozo, there's a mitzvah essay of hashav es hagzei la that's only by gzeila. You hear this chiddush? I mean, you can't even say such a chiddush without traceling. But when it comes to Gneva, there's no such mitzvah essay. Why then is there no malchus if you're over the isig neiva? Because it's nitin l'tashlumin. But as it relates to asay, there's no asay. And if there's no asay, it's not allowed shenitik l'asay. If it's not allowed shenitik l'asay, the Rambam had to come on with a new reason. But al kaponim, this is like the nafkamina with the hey idea between Gneva and Gzela. Gzela is an avshanita klasei, Gneva is not an avshanita klasei. By Gzela, you have the heishavis akzela ashagazel, by Gneva, you don't. And the question is, what is going on over here? I thought Gneva and Gzela were very, very similar. I mean, that's what I was always taught. To me, yeah, one pays kefil, one doesn't, whatever, but they're mamish. May inyan le inyan ba'isa inyan. We have three diyukim gedoylam. The first, fang on for non-fang is Rabbi Chanan's there. Where Rabbi Chanan says there's two sugis in Chas that talk about stealing karka. One gzela, one gneva, and they're clearly not talking to each other. As it relates to karka and gzela, so in and gzela, that's a machloikis, Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim, that's in Shavuos Lamed Zayin, that's mentioned again in Agoy Zaleitzim, that's linked out from a klal prat to klal in the sugya of the Shavuos Hapikod. Karka in and gnevas, that's today's stuff, right? That's a whole different sugya. That's in the beginning of Perek Meruba. That's learned out from a klal prat to klal in the parsha of Toyin Tainas Ganev. Why do I need two parshas? If I know karka ain't in exelis, then the male is no kefil. The male karka ain't in exelis. Why do I have these two parshas? We have the Kesem Mishnah's diyek that the Noyde Yehuda doubled down on in his Tshuva Madura Kama, and he said has a makor in a pasuk, and that is the Shita Sarambam regarding Gezel Akum. The Gezel Akum is mutter midday raisa only asa midday rabbanon, but Genevas Akum is going to be asa even midday raisa. And then we have the Oynig Yontiv's diyek, where the Oynig Yontiv was medayek in the Lashonis of the Rambam in Perak Alav Alocha Alav Hilchas Gezela and Perak Alav Alocha Alav Hilchas Geneva. That the Rambam held that Gzela is a lav shenitik lasei because his vehejev is a gzela hashakazal by gzela, but Gneva is not a lav shenitik lasei. It's only nitil l'tashlumin because the Torah didn't say vehejev is a gzela hashakazal by Gneva. It said it only by gzela. The question is, what is this chilek that seems to make Gneva and gzela that we thought were so me'inyan and ba'isa inyan all of a sudden two such completely distinct parshias? But the truth is, there's a beautiful Maran Makan to be mevayer this Indian a little bit, and that is in the Minchas Chinuch. The Mitzvah Chinuch is by the Lav of Geneva. It's Mitzvah Reish Chuf Dalet, if you're keeping score in the Taryak Mitzvahs. And in Mitzvah Reish Chuf Dalet, the Minchas Chinuch makes a similar dik. Minchas Chinuch says that the Rambam, the beginning of Hilchas Geneva, says that a person is not allowed to steal from somebody, even al menas lemekat. So let's say you're going to take somebody's object, but you have every intention on returning it. So why are you doing it? Lemekat. English, to chepa with the person. Meloshin kitata, right? You want to like fight with him a little bit. A goin of al menas lemekat, the Rambam says, is osir. In Hilchas Gzela, the Rambam does not bring the halacha of goin of al menas lemekat. And the Michas Chinuch mutches a little bit. Now the truth is, the Makar to Goyin of Amanas Lamekat is a Gemara. It's a Gemara Mesechtes Bava Metzi in the beginning of Perek Ezeu Neshech, and there the Gemara brings it about Geneva. And a lot of Rishonim say that even though the Gemara brings it by Geneva, of course it's true by Gzela as well. But the Michas Chinuch says, the Rambam, to me, if he felt that way, would have to have brought it in Hilchas Gzela, just like he brought it in Hilchas Geneva. And if the Rambam brings Goyin of Amanas Lamekat by Hilchas Geneva, and doesn't bring it by Hilchas Gzela, so I say, Meres, Goyin of Amanas Lamekat is an Isser, could be Isser Deiraisa, when it comes to Geneva, but not when it comes to Gzela. And the question is why, says the Michas Chinuch. I'm going to quote L'shoyne Yazav. Mizen nira. The HaTorah, when it comes to Gneva, like Osra Zemidin Mamun Bovat. When the Torah said that you're not allowed to be a Ganev, the Torah is so yisoidistic. The Torah is not just saying thou shalt not take somebody else's money. It's not the only thing that the Torah is saying. Rakamida Hagrua Hazois Pa'atzma HaTorah Osra. The Torah is saying you can't even do a Maisa Gneva. Even the Maisa Gneva is Osra. When it comes to Gzela, however, says the Michas Chinuch, all the Torah is Osering is taking Yenim's geld. Gzela, the Torah says, don't have somebody else's money. It's the result, the toitzah of Loi Sigzel that the Torah is not happy about. So the Torah says, you should not have Yanim's geld in your bank account. And if you do, you're what we call a gaza. Geneva, the Torah is saying that, but the Torah is also saying, don't go ahead and do a Maisa Geneva. That's why, says the Michas Chinuch, a Goyin of Amanas Lamekat in the world of Gzela is not a problem. Because I'm not really taking your money.
I have it, good, but it's only Avanas Lameik, and it'd be my das is to give it right back to you. You know, because that doesn't make me a Gaza. But by Ganev, where the Torah is not just answering having Yanem's money, the Torah is answering the Maisa Ganeva, a kind of Avanas Lameik, at Lameisa, he's engaging in that Midagurua, says the Mechas Chinuch. And because he's engaging in that Midagurua, that's why that's going to be a problem. If somebody steals from a guy, as it relates to Gzela, Zokhtim Chaschenach, he varves this in. So over there, what's the Isser Gzela? The Isser Gzela is the Mamayni Gabach. The Isser Gzela is that I have your money. Gezalachum is mutter. The Torah was a makbit. When it comes to, good, that's the, that old sundia, right? But when it comes to Geneva, the Isser is not just having Yanim's geld. It's engaging in this Midagarua. So says the Rambam, Echad Agoyne Mamin Yisro, Echad Agoyne Mamin Goy, even Rabbi Yisro, Echad Agoyne Mamin God, Echad Agoyne Mamin, who cares? Because there's a whole different Nakuda over here. The Nakuda over here is that what I'm doing is I engaged in a Midagarua, and because I engaged in this Midagarua, that's why this Indian right now is going to be more Chomer. It's the Midagarua that I engaged in. It's that's part and parcel of what makes Geneva Geneva. And it's for that reason, even things that would not be considered Gezela because it's felt in the mechayiv of the din mamen. The mamayi gabach, the chesh mishpat component is not compelling enough for this to turn into one of the 365 negative commandments in the Torah. But at the same time, there's a midagarua component. And because there's a midagarua component, it's the midagarua that's going to go ahead and that's going to trigger this issue. What's the heshev es hagzela ashagaza? Well, let's say better. The Rambam says, you don't get malchus if you overlay sigzel. Why not? Because it's a lav shenitik lase. What does it mean it's a lav shenitik lase? It's nitik to the ase, the heshev esakzei vashagasa. Why don't you get malchus by a lav shenitik lase? So we learned the sugi is not so long ago together, mesachtes makis, bit like kaimav, but the big yisoid in that sugi is that when the Torah gives the ase, it's understood that the purpose of this ase was to be mesak in the lav. Zehu tikunoi, zehu oinchoi, Rashi's lashen. The Torah said that the way you're going to get tikkun is by returning the gzela. And being that the way you're going to get tikkun is by turning the gzela, so therefore you're not going to get malchus. Right, if you remember, there's a whole sugya, lav shekod mei lase. Any ase that you could be mekayim without the lav, could be is not a lav shenitik lase. Because it's not the vart that I did in ase. The vart is the heftz of the ase is coming to be mesak in the lav. Gzela, what's the iser? The iser is a chob dayin agelt. The heshev is hagzela, it's mesak in that. So it makes perfect sense that it would be a lav shenitik lase, you wouldn't get malchus. Geneva, what's the iser? The iser is chob yanim's geld. But there's another problem over here. It's the midagarua that I engaged in. It's that, the heshev is hagzela, ashagazal is mesak in that. I don't know. Maybe that's why the Rambam held. That lav dav, Mishkin doesn't say this. But again, you could start letting the wheels turn a little bit, and we could start thinking and using our own imagination a little bit, right? Tein l'chacham yach kamay could be that it makes sense that the heshev es hagzela asher gazal should be a tikkun. It should be a tikkun on gzela, because the whole problem with gzela is the din moment. So I return the moment, but when it comes to geneva, where there's another component to it, there's the midagarua. So if there's a midagarua, there's a whole different thing. I'll tell you a little sharfer. By gzela, what is the tikkun? You're going to tell me that the Torah said return the gzeil. If you're a ganev and you would return the geneva, would you be mesak in the lav? No, you have to be careful, right? You see clear in the Torah that just returning the gzeil is not the tikkun of the lois aseh, v'alechom nachachi of kefil. And the havon is azoi, because here it's the moment, return the moment. There's a whole other nekuda over here. And it's for that reason it can't be considered lav shenitik lase. Rabbi Chana made a great sadiq. His diyak was, I have a sugi of karka in exiles. Why are we talking about whether karka is subject to geneva, is not subject to geneva? I'll tell you why, because gzeila luchud and geneva luchud. Gzeila is in the hilchas moment. So good, it was a schadish because of the klal pratu klal in the parasha of Shavuos HaPikadon, that in the event that the moment that I have by me that belongs to you is Eved, it's Karka, it's Shtar, I'll say Nema, Karka ain't an exalus. But when it comes to Geneva, there's another component to Geneva. Geneva Sakum Lashita Sarabam Toychiach. CC Geneva is already a little bit different. If Geneva is a little bit different, maybe it's different with Gabi Karka. Kamach Malon, that's why I have to have two sugis. I think this is all Pashat. But just to be moist with one other Knech, it's just a Knech in the Havana. And that is, what's the most obvious difference between a Ganav and a Gazlan? What's the
We could start verifying all these marmakaimis. Rabbi Chanan's two sugyas. Is there a chiyah v'heishiv danig yantiv zdiyik? The kesem mishnah zdiyik? Nei v'sakum? Michas chinuch zdiyik? Goyin v'avon aslameka? Rabbi, we have all these diukim over here. But the most obvious difference is, what? A ganav pays kefil, and a gazlin doesn't pay kefil. Why does a ganav pay kefil and a gazlin not pay kefil? Why? So the Gemara, Perik Meruba, it's one of the most famous Gemaras in Shas. But I think it's kedai to revisit this Gemara of Im Beis Medrash Balei Knech. I don't know if I call this a Chiddush, but Im Beis Medrash Balei Knech. We should copyright that. Says the Gemara, Shalu Talmidav, Es Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai. The Talmidim once asked Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai. They said, Rebbe, Mipnei Mahich Miru Torah Beganav Yotzim Yigazlan. Why was the Torah more machmer by a Ganav than a Gazlan? Amalehen, so he told him. Ze Hishva Kvoid Eved L'Chvoid Koinoi. Veze Loi Hishva Kvoid Eved L'Chvoid Koinoi. Kaviyochel, osa ayin shal mata ki ilu eno yiraya. Va oizin shal mata ki ilu eno shoymas. Shenemar hoya mamake me Hashem lasteretzo. Va hoya bemachshach maseyem. Uksiv ayoymru lo yira ka, vlo yovin eloi ke Yaakov. Viksiv ki omru ozav Hashem esa oretz. Ve eno Hashem roya. Rabbi Yechem Ezakai told the Talmidim, he says, you want to know why the Torah was machmer by the Ganah more than the Gazlin? Because the Gazlin is fifing on everybody. He's fifing on the Eivishta. He's also fifing on the person that he's stealing from. He's a tough guy. He's not afraid of anyone. He's not afraid of man. He's not afraid of the creator of the world. Oh, but the ganav is lo hishva kfoid eved l'kfoid koinai. He is afraid of the eved, but he has no yiras shamayim. He's not afraid of the Eibishta. He's also ayin shalmata ki ilu ein ayiraya. The ayin... The oizen shamata kilo enu shemas. Meaning, the people around him see, the people around him, he's worried about them. He's a chicken. He's a coward. But he's not afraid of the Eibishta. Oh, so you're a coward, but you're some tough guy. The Eibishta, him, you're not worried about. That's mamish. All these psukim said Rabbi Yechem Zaki. Yishayich of tes. Oy, hoy b'hamamakime, hamamikime Hashem last the rates of hoy b'machshach maseyem. And this is already Yecheskel, Perik Tes, and all these oz of Hashem is the oretz, in Hashem royal, lo yirukav, lo yobin, lo yike Yaakov. The Gemara continues, and the Gemara says, Rameyer, Amir Rameyer, Mashmu, Mashmu, Mishum Gamliel. He said, I have a Messiah, I heard a Mashmu in the name of Rabbi Gamliel. There were two people that lived in a city. V'asu mishta, they made a party. Echad zimen es b'nei Yair, v'loi zimen es b'nei Melech. One of them invited all the b'nei Yair, he didn't invite the Melech. V'echad loi zimen es b'nei Yair, v'loi zimen es b'nei Melech. The other guy didn't invite anybody. Ezmehen oin shemiruva. So they both didn't invite the Melech. One invited the b'nei Yair and not the Melech. And the other one invited nobody. Who's going to get a bigger punishment for not inviting the Melech? Right? Ezmehen oin shemiruva, here in Perek Meruva. Have yoimer, zeshe zimen es b'nei Yair, v'loi zimen es b'nei Melech. The person that invited the Bnei Yair, but he didn't invite the Bnei HaMelech, his Oynish, Kemuvin, is going to be much worse. Because he's fifing on the Melech, but he's somehow giving cover to everybody else. That's the Yisoid of a Ganav. The reason the Ganav pays Kefil, said Rabbi Yechem and Zachary Meir, had a Yisoid like this from Rabbi Gamliel. It's related to the fact that the Ganav, when he steals the way he steals, he's disrespecting HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The scariest psukim, the psukim that depict the greatest level of Yir HaShemayim, are described here in this Gemara, in reference to the Ganav. Lo yiraka, v'lo yovin eloke Yaakov. He was mevazed the melech. He was hisha kfoit eved l'chfoit koinoi. Or lo yishva kfoit eved l'chfoit koinoi. He pays kefil because of the additional chet that he did, and that's klapi HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A gazlin is over an aver ben adam l'chaveroi. He took Yanim's geld. Lulei de Mistafina, and I think it's Pashan in this Gemara. The Ganav is Chayef Kefil. You know why? Because he did an Avera of Ben Adam LeChavera. He also did an Avera of Ben Adam LeMakim. It's a completely different Avera. You have to rewire your brain. It's a completely different Avera. Every Ganav is like a Gazlan. It's Pashan. There's a Mamayni Gabach component. He's like Gara from a Gazlan. Can't imagine he's worse than a Gazlan. He's like Gara. A Kefil B'Kadim is a Gazlan. A Ganav is not a Gazlan. Of course he's a Gazlan. But there's another dimension to it. And that dimension is Ben Adam Lamakim. Read this Gemara. There's not one paragraph in Shas that says Ben Adam Lamakim more than this paragraph. This is the Spitz Ben Adam Lamakim. He's been Mevazah the Melech. He's been Mevazah the Eibishta. He's also Ayin Shalmat, Tekilu Enei Roi, Va'ezer Shalmat, Tekilu Enei Shamas. Who's that? That's Ben Adam LeChaveroi?
He doesn't have to be miratze his friends, miratze the Eibishter for that. There's a whole nother din. Michas Chinuch called it mida geruah. That's what it is. But it's a whole nother component. There's a ben adam l'chaveiroi component, there's a ben adam l'machim component. And because of the ben adam l'machim component, it goes into a whole nother realm. It's a whole different inyan. It's not just another knetch in the iser. It's also a pesaz amida. No, it's a whole different world. This is a regular, good old-fashioned ben adam l'chaveiroi. This has a ben adam l'chaveiroi and a ben adam l'machim. Within the chi of kefal, it's almost like the keren is for the ben adam l'chaveiroi shabai. The kefal is the ben adam. That's why there's a moedah b'knas pater when it comes to the kefal. Moedah vayz of yeruchim. That's a whole different inyan. That's between you and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But the bottom line is, goynav amanas lemekat, gineivas akum, v'chiv hashava, the two sugyas of karka. I think they're two completely different parashiyas. There's the ganav l'chud and there's the gazlan l'chud. The gazlan is a regular mamoni gabach. He's on the spectrum of a malbim pechaver berabim. He's on the spectrum of all these guys that they're very bad in ben right. He's a ben adam l'chaver degemetch. The ganav is that. Plus, he also has a huge ben adam lamakim component, and because of this ben adam lamakim component, his shulchan aruch is a completely different shulchan aruch. So yeah, is the ganav and the gazlam inyan leinyan ba'isa inyan for sure? In the mamoni gabach component, it's one and the same. I think the way we always saw it is true, but there's a whole nother dimension to the ganav. It's Rashi and Chumash. It's a mefurish gemara perek meruba. But again, in base medrash below knetch, just to bring it out with a little bit of an oimik, to understand that as much as the ganav and the gazlan are so similar, but at the same time, they're really miles and miles apart.